Hello, this is the Butchering Fitness Podcast with me, Coach Ben Price. I'm a injury prevention specialist, forgot what I was there, and also a motivation coach. In this podcast, we will be talking about the obstacle is the way. This is from Marcus Aurelius, a Stoic philosopher. He was a Roman emperor, so he was the most powerful man in the world at his peak of his rule. And he sat down and wrote to himself, and there's a book called Marcus Aurelius's Meditations. And one of the things that he wrote about is that the what stands in the way becomes the way. So the obstacle is the way. So it's very old philosophy, but very modern in the same. So Stoicism, Stoic philosophy. And there is a really good book by Ryan Green called The Obstacle is the Way. So what this is everyone has goals, everyone sets out to achieve things, but obstacles will crop up. And in The Obstacle is the Way, talk about how we want to try and turn all of those obstacles that crop up into beneficial things that happen to us, rather than looking to blame, looking at, you know, being scared or doing things that create negative emotions for us. Part of the reason I'm recording this is actually because one of my clients has fallen down the stairs. She's an older lady. She's fallen down the stairs and she has cracked her hip. And probably, you know, it's not feeling too good about it. But the obstacle, she was setting out to get fit, improve her health and well-being, and now she's obviously in hospital, which is a huge obstacle towards what she was trying to do. However, with this philosophy, then we're going to try and see, you know, something that's quite bad like that, we're going to try and see how we can turn that into something that was beneficial for us. Maybe it gives us opportunity to get in touch with people or write something or read a book or learn a new skill or something like that. We've all been through lockdown recently, and that was a huge obstacle, a huge thing that happened to everybody. And many of us were complaining, many of us were whinging about it, and obviously that creates those negative emotions. But other people did also look at it and go, how is this beneficial to me? How can I take advantage of this situation? And that's really what it's about. How can I turn this problem into an advantage for me? So in everything that happens to us, there's always this opportunity to practice excellence. And another one sort of quote from Marcus Aurelius: turn what's in the way into the way. So whatever happens to you, flip it into a good thing. There are three things that you need to know about any obstacle that you face. It could be, you know, if we're talking about health and fitness, it could be time you face, you know, you've got kids, you've got money issues, you've got anything that, you know, there's a party and you're trying to eat well, or you've got to meet someone at the same time as your workout. How can you turn those into beneficial situations for you? And it's all about your perception, really. There's three things: your perception, your action, and your will. How you see the problem is your perception. It's the story you tell yourself about that problem. This is so bad. Oh, this is so bad because it means now that I can't do that. So that is a very negative story that you're telling yourself. So if you can flip that into obviously a good story, oh, this is good. It means that I can either practice time management, or it means I can practice persistence, or self-discipline, practicing something like that. The action part is obviously once you've identified what the perception, the problem, the obstacle is, you've got to do something creative about it. Maybe, you know, I don't always have the answers. People tell me they haven't got time. They can't do this. They can't do that. I can't give all of the answers. The only person who's going to come up with the best answer is the person with the actual problem. And once they figure it out, they're taking ownership of their life and they can actually achieve. And also remember that you need the will. This is the third thing, the will. That is the inner fortitude to carry on and recognize, accept that obstacles will crop up. People will be nasty to you. They'll screw you over. And it's just how you're going to deal with that. Okay. So I think you probably got the gist of what I'm saying. The obstacle is the way. It's trying to take advantage of all of the negative things that crop up in the way of you trying to achieve your goal. If you expect that you won't have any obstacles, then you're going to be severely upset. There will be many obstacles, whatever you set your goal to be. So obviously we have set the goal. I personally have set the goal of doing Ironman, and there's been plenty of obstacles that crop up. I have to work late, can't get up early, don't want to get up early, not that I can't, don't want to get up early. One that just cropped up, my training partner has gone on holiday, so I've got no one to meet for swimming in the mornings. So very easy for me to just go, oh no, I won't do it. But I figured out ways of doing it. I've been swimming at different times with different people, and you just got to turn these, and that's a, you know, how's that an advantage? It means I got to meet, actually met some new people this morning. And I'm probably going to meet some other swimmers, and maybe I'll get some more swimming tips, because that's how this obstacle of my training partner going away has actually turned into a benefit of me getting some more swimming tips. Something that with the lockdown and everything like that, we were forced to close the gym and close Bushman's Fitness. We got, how can we turn this into an advantage for us? Not just how can we get through it, how can we turn it into advantage? Well, we got on YouTube, made loads of YouTube videos for people to watch at home. We've got our online training up and running. As soon as we were allowed to train in person again, we got the gazebos up, training outside. Whereas a lot of other gyms, a lot of other places, they were upset, you know, it's unfair, and it is horribly unfair. Like, I mean, our best month, we had our most members before lockdown, and now, you know, we're just starting to build it back up again. But we can do it. And we've got actually a much better system now. We've got a better, you know, we've got more content available to do our marketing. We've got more experience in coaching and everything like that. So it's been a benefit for us in a strange kind of way. And that only happens because of the story you tell yourself about it. And remember, those stories that you tell yourself are going around and around and around in your head all the time. They're up in your subconscious brain. So you won't ever truly believe these things unless you're aware of them and you can install like a good story rather than a bad story. Same as like what you're telling yourself about yourself. If you're telling yourself you're not good enough, then that becomes self-fulfilling. You believe that truly. Whereas if you tell yourself you are good enough, then and do something about it, then you will be able to believe that too. Hope that makes sense. If you've got any questions, feel free to ask. You can just shoot us a message at Wittering's Fitness on all our social media channels. Make sure you're following us, and go and check out our YouTube channel as well. Thanks for listening. Catch you later. Bye.